Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 51. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 22. Highs level off around 58 tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Thursday with daytime highs approaching 51, 50 Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 18 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The CIA conducted a drone strike on a Venezuelan port, marking the first known U.S. attack on a target inside the country. The attack happened last week, but the details went unreported. The U.S. government believes the facility was being used to store drugs for shipping. Kansas will receive $221 million in federal funding under the new Rural Health Transformation Program. The federal government is distributing $50 million across the U.S. to improve rural health care. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid confirms he will return for the 2026 season, dismissing the retirement rumors. Next year will be his 28th season as the head coach and his 14th as the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Celebrate this 2026 holiday season by launching your family and friends out of this world at Blast Off Bay Indoor Water Park, connected to the Hampton Inn in Goddard, Kansas, where it's always 84 degrees and the thrills never end. Our biggest Black Friday sales are landing soon, perfect for gifts or to make a splash all winter long. Grab epic discounts on spring break passes, winter break tickets, and more. Visit blastoffbay.com before they're gone.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone or just taking a deep, calming breath to ground yourself. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org.
Your KQNK News is brought to you today by Firebolt Ag, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. U.S. Senators Jerry Morin of Kansas and Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada have introduced bipartisan legislation aimed at strengthening the nation's electric energy supply chain as demand for power continues to grow. The proposed Electric Supply Chain Act would require the U.S. Department of Energy to regularly review trends in electricity use and identify weaknesses in the systems that deliver power across the country. That includes critical infrastructure such as transmission lines, transformers, and other equipment that connects energy producers to homes, businesses, and transportation systems. Supporters of the bill say energy demand is increasing nationwide due to the growth in housing industry, transportation, and emerging technologies, raising concerns about the reliability of the electric grid. The legislation is designed to help reduce the risk of power outages by ensuring federal officials are tracking supply chain vulnerabilities before they become major problems. Under the proposal, the Department of Energy would conduct ongoing assessments focused on strengthening supply chains, identifying risks related to supply and demand, addressing national and energy security concerns, and examining barriers to manufacturing and expanding transmission components. The reviews would also look at workforce challenges, access to critical minerals, and domestic policies that may limit investment while offering recommendations to address those issues. A similar version of the bill has already passed the U.S. House of Representatives. The Senate legislation is backed by several national organizations, including manufacturing and energy groups, which say the bill would improve oversight of the electric grid and support long-term reliability and affordability. Advocates also point to the importance of a strong power grid for advanced manufacturing, artificial intelligence, and other energy-intensive industries, noting that securing supply chains is key to maintaining U.S. competitiveness. The legislation now awaits further consideration in the U.S. Senate as lawmakers continue discussion on grid modernization and energy security. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach today announced that a Shawnee District Court judge sentenced Tammy Sue Moore, age 59, of Topeka, to 14 months in prison for committing a fraudulent insurance act. Moore pleaded as charged on November 7th, waiving her preliminary hearing the same day. Judge James Crowell sentenced Moore on December 22nd to 14 months in prison, which will run concurrent with a sentence in an unrelated case. Assistant Attorney General Olivia Higdon said insurance fraud has a wide-ranging consequences and affects consumers across the state. She noted that the Kansas Insurance Department estimates the average U.S. household pays about $700 more each year in higher insurance premiums to help offset fraudulent claims, and emphasized that the Attorney General's office remains committed to holding offenders accountable and protecting Kansans from the financial burden created by fraud. According to investors, Moore submitted an insurance claim to Bristol West on January 7th of 2025, alleging she struck a coyote with her vehicle on December 13th, 2024. The investigation later revealed that Moore's vehicle had been in a repair shop continuously from November 24th to 2024 to April 2025, contradicting the claim. Higdon and First Assistant Attorney General Stacey Edwards prosecuted the case following an investigation by the Kansas Department of Insurance and Special Agent Chad Ballinger. In Nebraska news, a Bertrand woman has been arrested on sexual assault charges. Dawson County court records show that 30-year-old Matricia Wright is charged with two counts of first-degree sexual assault of a child. Both counts are Class 1B felonies punishable by up to life in prison upon conviction. Details regarding the case have been sealed, but court records show that alleged crimes occurred around August 1, 2025. She was scheduled to be arraigned in Dawson County Court Monday around 3:30. On Sunday, December 28th at 8:23, the Holbrook, Edison, Arapahoe Fire Departments received a page for a small building fire behind the fertilizer plant at Ag Valley Co-op in Edison. Edison Volunteer Fire Department responded with a brush truck and a tender engine and four firefighters. Mutual aid was received from Arapahoe with a tender and an engine and five firefighters. Edison Fire Department says upon arrival, a building on the southeast corner of the liquid blend plant was found fully involved and almost completely destroyed. Firefighters were able to extinguish what was left of the building and left the scene around 9:40 a.m. Ag Valley estimates the loss of the building and contents to be over $800,000. I'll be back with more news after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Governor Laura Kelly announced that Kansas has been awarded $221 million from the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services to support the first year of the Rural Health Transformation Program, according to a media release from the governor's office. This funding will strengthen rural health systems, expand access to care, and improve health outcomes for Kansans across the state. This funding award exceeds the base amount salaries allocated and states allocated and reflects the quality of Kansas' application. Governor Kelly said the funding will play a significant role in transforming how health care is delivered in rural communities across Kansas. She also credited the Kansas Rural Health Innovation Alliance for contributing to the application process, along with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, and the University of Kansas Healthcare Collaborative for partnering with the state to develop and submit the plan to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment will serve as the lead agency for this grant. This process will include coordination with key stakeholders, including the Rural Health Alliance across the state, to ensure funds are distributed in alignment with the approved program framework and federal requirements. Kansas's framework will provide for projects under five key initiatives: expand primary and secondary prevention programs, secure local access to primary care, build a sustainable rural health workforce, enable value-based care, harness data and technology. Kansas submitted its application to CMS on November 3rd. The full application is available on the KDHE Rural Health Transformation Program page. Additional details regarding implementation timelines and next steps will be shared as the work progresses. A public hearing will be conducted at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, January 7, 2026, to consider changes to regulations relating to conservation assistance programs. The hearing will be held in person at the Kansas Department of Agriculture in Manhattan, as well as via video conferencing system. The KDA Division of Conservation is proposing amendments to two sets of regulations. First, amendments are proposed to establish policy and procedures for implementing financial assistance to owners of watershed dams in Kansas under the KDA DOC Dam Construction and Rehab Program. In addition, the KDA DOC is proposing regulations which introduce new practices and provide greater flexibility in implementing the Kansas Sediment and Nutrient Reduction Initiative. A copy of the proposed regulation changes, as well as an expanded notice of public hearing, may be accessed on the KDA website at agriculture.kansas.gov/public comment. Anyone desiring to participate via video conference must pre-register to be provided with a video link. The registration is available in the notice of public hearing. Written comments can be submitted prior to the hearing on KDA's public comment webpage or sent by email to rhonda.hutton@kansas.gov or by mail to the Kansas Department of Agriculture, attention Rhonda Hutton. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC. Farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Today should be sunny with a high near 51, winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with a low around 22, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 58, west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 21, northwest wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming southeast after midnight. I'll be back with more weather after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
On New Year's Day, it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 51, winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 50. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 57. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 59. And Monday, sunny with a high near 55. Currently at the Norton Airport, 25 degrees. Humidity is at 59%. Wind speed is out of the west at 7 miles per hour. Barometric pressure is 30.31 inches, and the wind chill is 17 degrees Fahrenheit. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure in funds, are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money Reloadable Prepaid Card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dwarzynski. While Chris Oladokun has played the majority of the last two games at quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, including his first career start on Christmas, he still hasn't gotten a full week to prepare as the starter. Chiefs coach Andy Reid spoke on Monday about what he's excited to see from Oladokun as he gets first team reps this week.
Right, he'll get a normal week in of work, and look forward to seeing what he does with that. He did a nice job last week of getting everything together and organized in his mind, and was able to manage the game well there.
The Raiders will also send out a backup quarterback to start their season finale on Sunday, as Kenny Pickett will get the start ahead of the injured Geno Smith. Pickett replaced Smith late in the Raiders' Week 17 loss to the New York Giants. The Chiefs and Raiders will face off at 3:25 Sunday as part of an afternoon of games with limited playoff implications. None of the three winner-take-all games across the NFL will be played in the daytime Sunday windows. KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dwarzynski.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton, or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.